This is 7AD and 7VU. Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WinTV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Darren. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm looking forward to this game of footy tonight at the Gabba. They're saying a full house for the Lions up against the Tigers. What do you reckon?
Yeah, well, Brisbane's starting pretty warm favourites in this one. Reaching around to about $3 last time I looked. So, obviously, they've got their injury concerns, the Tigers, but they won the flag there last year, so they know the Gabba really well, played a few games there, in fact, so it won't deter them, the venue, but obviously Brisbane have got some injury concerns of their own as well, Lachie Neale still out, so I reckon the Tigers are value at $3, and I'm going to tip them actually, Darren.
I'm going with the Lions at the Gabba, and great news that Dane Zorko's re-signed with the Lions, so I'm pretty happy as far as my AFL team goes. Now, your team, the Eagles, up against the Giants, I reckon this will be another good game this weekend.
Yeah, should be. Yeah, big injury news on from both teams. So obviously, Toby Green's going to miss the next month or so with his injury, and Jerry McGovern is out again for West Coast after coming back for the last game. So a little disappointing that those two superstars won't be out there. And both teams still have a lot of players out injured too, really. West Coast more so with Shuey and Yo and these types still out of action. But they're playing pretty well at the moment, the Eagles. And I think the record at Giants Stadium is okay as well. So I'm going to lock in the Eagles for a win there.
Yeah, I reckon Eagles and Giants both shooting under the radar a bit. All right, let's go to the TSL. What a game tonight. Local derby in Launceston at UTAS. The Premier's up against the Bombers.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. These two teams already played once this year, and Lonnie got it done pretty comfortably, but a lot's changed since round one. Not for Lonnie so much. They've gone through undefeated so far, but North Launceston are going pretty well also. They've only dropped the two games so far, and over the last three games, they've kept teams to just two goals in the opening half of footy. So they're in some red-hot form. They've blooded a lot of young kids as well, North Lonnie, 10 debutants for the season. So I think Lonnie will win this game, but I reckon North Lonnie will be right into it, just like they were in the opening game of the season. They're right in it till three-quarter time before Lonnie kicked away, and I reckon the same thing might happen tonight.
Yeah. A-League, what's happening there?
Yeah, we've got a game tonight. Newcastle Jets are at home to Brisbane Roar. Wellington Phoenix and Western United go head-to-head tomorrow, and Melbourne City and the Central Coast Mariners. So this is the penultimate round of the season, so it looks like Melbourne City are going to be really hard. Well, they're going to be possible to chase down now at the top of the table, so they'll win the Premier's plate by the look of it, finishing on top of the table. Sydney FC are still a chance of being bundled out of second spot. Central Coast and Adelaide United could all finish it, even MacArthur, if they go well on up. It's a really tight competition, only 10 points separating first and fifth spot, so it's really exciting in this second last round.
NPL, so Devonport, they're slowly creeping up the ladder. They're on 13 points now. So we've got South Hobart on top on 16, Glenorchy Knights also on 16, and then Devonport on 13. So they're starting to string a few wins together, the Strikers.
Yeah, and a lot of teams predicted this, but they weren't going to fall for the slow start to the season by the Strikers, that's for sure. They knew they were going to come, and they're starting to now, as you say, Darren. So they're building nicely, and really going to challenge a few teams now, even though they were before as well.
Yeah, so they take on South Hobart at Darcy Street tomorrow. Good luck to the Strikers. Let's go to NBL. What's happening there?
Yeah, we've got a couple of games tonight, the doubleheader. Adelaide 36ers are at home to the Illawarra Hawks, and the Perth Wildcats in the late game over in the west that take on the Cairns Taipan. So great to see New Zealand at home last night. Was it last night or not before? Two against the Sydney Kings. They got the job done in the end. It was great to see a packed house and all the fans cheering them on. It was must have been a really tough time from out here in Australia. So for them to get back and just be there for the rest of the season is outstanding. They've got another game against the Sydney Kings tomorrow night. We've only got the three rounds to go, Darren, so it's getting pretty exciting now. Melbourne United just still leading the way on top, and then Perth Wildcats, South East Melbourne Phoenix, and the Illawarra Hawks round out the top four. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
All right, and good luck to Northwest Thunder. They're on the road this weekend in NBL1 playing Eltham and Kilsyth. Thunder top of the ladder. And I know it's the worst-kept secret in cricket, but we got the official announcement the other day about the test match against Afghanistan at Blunston Arena. So that's coming up in November. We also get a one-day international against New Zealand early next year.
Yeah, I think that's sort of flown under the radar a little bit with all the excitement of the test. But from having no international cricket for a while. We've got two big games, which is really exciting. So obviously Australia and New Zealand were supposed to play at the start or in March last year, but that obviously was cancelled due to the pandemic. So we've got that fixture back, which is really good. But I think the Afghanistan test will be really exciting. Obviously, they're not a well-known nation when it comes to cricket, but they've got some, as Tim Payne said the other day, and we spoke to him, some really tricky spin bowlers, and they'll be there to win it. Don't worry about that. So it won't be a walk in the park for the Aussies that everyone's thinking it's going to be, I think.
Yeah, well, if that pitch spins at all, look out, because they got Rashad Khan. And, you know, I'd pay money to go and watch him bowl, but also wouldn't mind seeing him bat as well. He's pretty fun.
Exactly right. We've seen what he can do in the Big Bash, haven't we? So yeah. I'm sure he'll bring that to Test cricket as well, which will be exciting.
All right, mate. Thanks for that. Catch you on WinTV tonight from 6.
Thanks, Darren. Cheers, mate.